I'm speaking now with ANX eBusiness, and I have here Jim Michaels, Vice President of Marketing. And Jim's going to start off by telling us a little bit about who ANX eBusiness is and what they do.
Thanks, Mike. ANX eBusiness is a collaboration company. We have products in three areas: managed network services, transaction delivery services, and product lifecycle management services. And it's all designed around bringing together enterprises, both within the enterprise and within their supply chains and extended enterprises, connecting them, collaborating with them, and making sure they've got the latest and greatest tools in those three product sets.
Very good. You know, I just sat through a little bit of a demo here from Jim, and it was funny because we were just doing an interview before, and I was hearing that this particular vendor was dealing with some clients that were just very, very hesitant to move into new technologies. They were sort of hesitant to use wireless networks or allow people to bring different endpoint devices into the client's location. How do you guys deal with that? What do you have to say about moving on to sort of newer technologies or a higher level security posture?
So one of the things that we really try to emphasize when we sell our managed security suite is no one can be too secure. No one has the end all in terms of making sure that all the bad guys are kept out. There are clearly certain verticals that tend to move and gravitate toward high technology and advanced technology more quickly. The nice thing about our product and service offerings is that we're regulatory compliant. So in the area of finance and banking, for example, or we have large CPA firms that we do business with in our remote access space, we're Graham, Leach, and Wiley compliant, which is very important to them, obviously. And the one thing that we try to emphasize to all of our customers is you may think you've got your security covered, but it's really not, and it's dynamic, and it's happening all the time, and you see it every day. You know, hackers are breaking into what would be places that people would never think they'd be able to get into, government sites and whatnot, and it's just a very changing world, and you can never be too secure.
Well, along those same lines, you know, give us something. When you're dealing with a prospect or even existing clients, what do you find that, where are their shortcomings most often when it comes to security? Or another way to look at it, what are some things that maybe they're focusing on too much that they should be shifting attention to in other areas?
Yeah, good point. So really there's a couple of things that we see happening there. Number one is nobody, typically when we deal with IT organizations or security organizations inside of a company, they can't be all things to all people. So they're being pulled in a variety of different directions, especially as you see the contraction and downsizing of departments. So IT guys are being pulled in a lot of different directions. They simply can't be security experts. They can't be on top of everything that's happening out there. That's really an area that we play in. That's number one. Number two is the support for it. So for example, with a remote access solution, which is a secure solution because people are coming in from outside of the enterprise, they're coming in to the, you know, inside the company firewall.
Mm-hmm.
Typically those remote users are working late at night, weekends, and if they have a problem, who do they call? They call their IT guy, who may or may not be available, and they're in the middle of a session and they need to get information. We provide 24/7, 365 with our remote access solution, which is important. It's important when you're sitting in a hotel somewhere or you've got an executive who's out on the road, needs access to information, can't get in. They can't be waiting, wondering if somebody's going to pick up the phone and respond to them. So really it's staying current with what's happening, the latest and greatest in security, and then supporting that on the back end is really the two areas that we see as kind of weaknesses with a lot of the customers that we deal with.
Okay. Very good. Well, one more question for you, Jim. For all of our users that couldn't make it out to the show this year, what's one bit of advice you can give them to walk away with?
Well, I mean, we're here at RSA. It's a security show. As I said, I think the most important thing that companies need to recognize is that the world has changed. In the area of banking, for example, it's a lot easier for a 17-year-old who may have a chip on their shoulder to go to the internet and learn how to hack into multiple bank branches and do that from his laptop sitting in his bedroom, as opposed to taking a weapon and going station to station to station and holding up banks. Cybercrime is a very, very serious and escalating area. It's happening around the world today. The one thing I would emphasize to companies is you can never be secure enough. And if you think your security is at the top of the game, you know, talk to companies like us and others that are here at RSA and let us help you to make sure,
further.
Absolutely, to make sure that you are secure, because that intellectual property is the most important asset that most companies have today.
Very good. Well, once again, Jim Michaels with ANXE Business.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.